Welcome to your daily devotional, September 4th, The Lazy Man and His Excuses. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 13. The lazy man says, "There is a lion outside. I shall be slain in the streets." The lazy man has all the reasons in the world why he should not leave his bed and sofa and go to work and become a productive member of society. He pretends to live in rational and prudent fear of what might happen. Granted, lions were roaming the country in those days, but encounters with them were rare, especially in populated towns and cities. Today, the lazy man says that he cannot work because of some imagined problem within himself, usually associated with the loss of a government check. He would rather stay home and not work, so he makes all the excuses in the book, including lack of schooling, his criminal past, his minor ailments, and hazards of particular jobs. The spiritually lazy man says that it is not needful to pray or read the Bible because, after all, he believes in God and shall go to heaven regardless. This spiritual excuse is characteristic of unsaved folks, so we cannot be so sure of his assumptions on these matters. The lazy man says that he believes in consensus of the majority, and so he will not take a stand on any issues that arise, much less take a stand for Christ. But he may take a stand for why handouts that perpetuate his laziness are necessary, why those in government who promise these things must be reelected, or why certain numbers may be more likely to be called when the lottery numbers are revealed. The lazy man says that there is good justification for him to do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. There is no end of excuses for the lazy man to shirk responsibility. No excuse is too ludicrous. If one lion had been spotted in all of New England, the lazy man would have one more pretentious excuse to do as little as possible. Christian friend, you and I are not called to be lazy. Rather, we are called to be diligent. May we be known as industrious workers and people who give to society rather than take from society. I once heard a modern-day proverb that said, "If you need something done, ask the busiest person you know, because they have the most time to do it." Be that guy, for God has no use for lazy servants who offer poor testimony to the name of Jesus Christ.